comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous planet. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing something else, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. Because you matter, we publish. Because you matter, we broadcast. We do a lot of things because you're important. And one of the things we publish is a free weekly newsletter. It's called The K-Files. The K-Files comes out each and every week. We email it beginning on Friday night after the show. And if you're not subscribed, why not? I mean, what's the deal? There's no genius in that. It's absolutely free, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. But those who are subscribed are in the know, and those who are not subscribed are in the dark. You don't have to be in the dark. All you have to do is scoot over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says K-Files, and subscribe. All right? We also, here at the Kevin Smith Show, are 100% listener supported. So I'm not running ads. You know, when we take a break, that's for several reasons, but running advertisements here is not one of them. The affiliate stations can run ads. I don't run them. Okay, so the affiliate stations can, to their audience. That's up to them. And but it gives me and the guests the opportunity to grab a cup of coffee, run to the restroom if we need to, stretch our legs, and then we're back on the air. So we don't have advertising revenue. We're 100% listener supported, and we have been for a number of years. And believe me, we operate on a paper-thin budget. You will not find another talk show doing everything that we do. Believe me, you won't. Broadcasting on radio all over the world, broadcasting on our private TV channel, providing archives, providing Video Galaxy, providing forums and chat and all kinds of stuff. You won't find it. It's unique. But it's in our members community as well. A lot of the really cool stuff, that's in the members community. And we need you to stand with us. Without you helping us, without you standing with us, we can't stand. And we need you to join. But you need what's in the members community too. Now, it's only $7.50 a month. That's it. $7.50 a month. That comes out to 25 cents a day. That's all. For that, you get tons and tons and tons of added features and lots of cool stuff. You meet a lot of new friends in the members community. And nobody but you can fix it if you're not a member. You're the only one that can. Click where it says join and join tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Boy, I'll tell you what, those songs that we play during the breaks, that's some of the best music you're going to hear anywhere. Those are independent artists. And that means, you know, they're not on some big label somewhere being promoted by big money in the music industry. They are independent, and they are good, aren't they? One of the best independent music stations anywhere on the planet, and one of the largest, is Indy 104. Now, you know about Indy 104. A lot of you, in fact, close to a million of you, are listening on Indy 104. You know they carry this show. On my site, you see their logo, and it's one of our featured affiliate stations because they carry our carry the show. And the guy that owns Indy 104 and is the general manager is Mark Maverick, and he is going to join me for tonight's broadcast. Really what we're doing is just sort of there's no such thing as a talk show disc jockey. But that's kind of what the two of us are going to do here tonight. And, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad to be here.
Now, Mark has built Indy 104 over the years with a great reputation. He's built a great reputation for the station. And he features independent artists only. That's it, independent artists. And or there are some commercial artists who have some songs that they have done as independent, not on their major label. So he has some of those. But he carries this show, and he does so live Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, you get the best of Kevin Smith, and those are replays. Usually it's a show that we've done during the week, but sometimes we reach into the Wayback Machine and bring one out from a long time ago. Mark, I am delighted that you've joined me. I've been with you on air on your show a couple of times, and it's good to have you here with us. I'm glad to have someone sort of in the pilot, co-pilot seat. We don't have an empty seat here tonight.
Yeah. Well, I was on your show once before when I was in the Phoenix area. I stopped in there. Didn't have a lot to say that time, though.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Your Skype is set to automatically adjust your microphone, and it is clipping you down. But Mark, I met Mark in person for the first time out in North Hollywood, and I was up there for a film premiere and a movie premiere, and then Mark also... as you say, we met in Phoenix, and that's it. That's the two times we've met, but we talk on the phone frequently. Tonight, here's what we're going to do. Mark doesn't always agree with me, and that's okay. He's kind of the devil's advocate sometimes. But that's okay. We want him to do what he does, want him to be Mark. And we're going to be looking at some photographs and talking about some photographs tonight. Whenever I talk about photographs, Mark, I will, for instance, I may label photographs, and people assume that I'm saying that's what it is, when the label is to give you an idea of what that looks like. Okay, so if I say diving board, I'm not saying it's a diving board. If the picture has that label on it, it's saying that's what it looks like. It's shaped like that. If I say airplane, I'm not saying that's an airplane. The label is there to give you a description of what it looks like. Unfortunately, Mark, there are people, there's a great heavy population of people around the world who are dumbasses. Did you know that?
I know a couple of those.
Do you?
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
I usually ignore them, but I try to make them feel like they are not.
I don't.
Yeah, well, I know you don't.
If you're a dumbass, you need to know it so you can do something about it.
Yes. But, I just want them to get away from me, so I usually just, yep, you're right, and then I turn around and walk off, and then they don't bother me anymore. But
is that why you hang up on me so often?
Yes, it is. No. Oh, man.
Okay. Now, see, I'm going to get email from people who say, that was cruel, and that was insulting, and it's only insulting if it fits. Mm-hmm. And if it fits, it was meant to insult. Okay? Because, not because I want an enemy, but because somebody in this sick, politically correct world needs to tell you the truth and hit you between the eyes and make you wake the heck up so you can do something about it. But I've watched them do this also, like with photographs that Richard Hoagland puts on his site. And they'll put a label on, and they're describing, it looks like this, to give you some association so that your mind and the picture can sort of meld and you can sort of see. But he's not saying this is Aunt Susie's alarm clock, He's saying it looks like it. And but I've seen people do the same thing with Richard Hoagland's stuff and with lots of other people's stuff. Folks, labels on photographs are descriptive. They don't identify. They are descriptive, okay? Now, for those who are real ticked off now and you're leaving the show, bye. And for those of you who are awake and alive and your mind is alert and you've got more than one brain cell functioning, which is 99.99999% of our audience have many brain cells working, welcome, and let's take a look at some of these pictures. Mark, the Curiosity is the name of the rover. It's sort of the popular name of the rover that just landed on Mars a few days ago. Its actual name is Mars Science Laboratory, but they call it the Curiosity for popular consumption. So we shall do the same. And it's been sending back some photographs, pretty interesting stuff. I mean, we've already seen some strange-looking stuff in these photographs. And, I point it out, and then I get email from people saying, well, you yourself must be a dumbass to think it's that. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying that's what it looks like. Okay? However, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's what it looks like to you.
Yeah, it has the general appearance of this. And then that opens it up for discussion, which is a lost art in this country anyway. Thinking and discussion is truly, truly lost art. Anyway, we're going to look at some photographs that someone else has found having to do with Curiosity. And I thought, you know what? I think this person has come up with something that is interesting, and we ought to take a look at it. And the first thing up is in this picture. Now, folks, you need to understand, if you're watching our TV channel, that means you're a member. Congratulations. Thank you for being a member. But in this picture is in the original, it's wider, and you can see four of these dots in the sky. Okay? There's four of them. I don't have enough screen space here to do that. If I make this picture small enough that I could include all four, you wouldn't even see one. It would be way too small. So I focused in on one and made it large enough for you to see it. Later in tonight's show, during one of the breaks, those who are watching are going to see the video that all this comes from. All right? This stuff from Mars Curiosity. You'll see the video, the whole video, during the break. So I'm not sure which break that is, but it's one that's coming up. But, Mark, you have it on your screen. You're watching tonight. You can see there's something there, but up in the sky, but, I mean, it's not all that impressive. But the person that did this put this photograph into some photo software and stripped out the haze and embossed. Now, the reason for embossing is to give this flat 2D image more of a 3D effect. It's not 3D, but it's more of a 3D effect. And here is that object once they strip out the haze and then he has embossed it. So we get more of a 3D effect. Now, that's a weird-looking thing. I mean, that looks like a cupcake. Okay, the dumbasses now can go tell everybody I said there's cupcakes on Mars. I can see, Mark, you can't. He's asked that I not put his smiling face on the air tonight. So we're not going to do that, but he's laughing. Do you see what I'm talking about? That it looks like a kind of a muffin or a cupcake.
Yeah. Now, for the people that can't see the pictures, there looks like there's grid lines all around it. Now, is that on the actual picture, or is that from the embossing? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I would assume it's from the embossing because the embossing brings out the texture of the item, whatever it is.
But it does look like it would be metallic or something smooth and shiny because it's it actually looks like one of my wife's biscuits.
Your wife makes metallic biscuits.
It's a good thing she's not here right now.
But, ooh, that's harsh, man.
It does look like a lower cupcake or a biscuit. It's not, it's kind of oblong, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
But like you described it earlier, like a bubble. So like if somebody had some, like in the space shuttle, how they put Jell-O out there and it kind of floats around, that's what it's kind of shaped like.
It is, yeah. Now, keep in mind, there's four of these in that original picture. But they're not all shaped this way. There's one that's kind of a triangle shape.
Oh, wow.
The one that, it's all the way, folks, when you watch the video later, you will see the one all the way over to the left, far to the left. It's kind of a little bit of a triangle shape. But, you know, what I wondered about this was, okay, here's Mars Curiosity, right? It's just landed. Have the neighbors come? Is this like the welcoming committee that have come over to welcome the new arrival?
Bringing you biscuits.
Bringing you biscuits, yeah. What's important about this, folks, is this, that... Remember the show where I talked about how they are supposed to put the raw images out now? There was a time when it would have been a very long time before you would have seen this image. There was a time, like last year, when you might not have ever seen this image. NASA would. But you might not have, you and I, we might not have ever seen it. But now, they are under orders to put out the raw images. Mark, I mentioned on the air the other night, there is a new app out from NASA that, it's a new app for iPhones, and it's called Mars Images, and what you can do is download, it's free, and you download that app to your phone, and then you can see the images coming from Curiosity or from the Opportunity Rover. You choose which one. And you can select which cameras to look at. But you get the images at the same time NASA gets them.
Wow.
Well, after I said that, I got an email from one of our listeners who said, hey, I downloaded that app, and I've got tons of apps. This is the best one I've ever had. So I want to tell you again, folks, that's available. It's called Mars Images. It's an app for iPhones. And you ought to go get it because it will enable you to see the pictures coming down from the Curiosity or from Opportunity Rover live. You get to see the images as NASA does. Unedited, unretouched, you get the raw stuff. So that's pretty good. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, now I'm going to put this embossed picture back up. And folks, I want you to take a look at this. Kind of keep this in your mind. Those who are listening, kind of keep in your mind that this is kind of like a cupcake that's a little bit flatter on the top. It's not really rounded on top like it's rounded, but it's not puffed up like a cupcake normally would be. But it's not a perfect circle. It's more oblong left to right. All right? Keep that in mind. Now, this picture that's going to come up next is a picture from the Curiosity. And it's not aimed at the sky. And as a matter of fact, the one we're looking at is not actually aimed at the sky. It's just aimed out across towards this Mount Sharp, I think is what it's called. But you can see up in the sky above it is this object that we're talking about. But the picture we're going to look at next, this is just aimed out across the ground, and apparently there's like a hill in front of this camera. And sitting right up on the top of the hill is something odd. What do you make of that, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm just looking at it through the stream instead of through the picture that I have, and I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like a skull. I see eyes on it, even though I know you didn't say that.
Yeah, I can see that too. Two little dark spots up on the upper left,
yes.
on the top, but on the left side of this sphere-looking thing. All right, we're going to come back to this skull in just a moment. We have to take a break right now, though. We'll be back.
Kevin Smith showing my IQ jump 20 points.
You don't know why. To that is, yes, I hear you. Okay. I don't know what happened. The microphone just died, and the one I paid all the money for. So I'm on a $29 backup microphone now, Mark.
Sounds good.
Does it? Well, okay. All right, we're going to go back to this. See, Mark said, all right, for those who were insulted by my previous comments, and you were offended by that, I know most of you are not, but... there are people out there now who are saying, oh, that's not a skull. Mark said it looks like a skull. And he was describing he can see two eye sockets. Well, I see that. I see what he's talking about. It has the general appearance of some kind of a skull. It's a sphere across the top. And around the sides and around the back, but on the side facing us, kind of the left side of this thing, It's kind of at an angle. There's two little dark spots up there that make it look like a skull.
But the reason why I said that is first impressions, lasting impressions kind of thing, and a lot of people see different things. And the first thing I saw when I looked at this is a skull. Now, the more you examine it, then it turns in and looks like something different.
Yeah.
But that's the point I was trying to get at, is the first impression I got, it was a skull sitting there at an angle. And, you know, then you look at it a little bit more, then your eyes see different things.
Well, here is the picture with a lot of the red haze stripped out of it. And actually, on that side where you see those two dark little spots, that whole side is too dark to see anything in this. But I don't know what that is. That may, you know, it could entirely be like a boulder sitting up there. It could be something artificial sitting up there. We don't know. I find it to be very, very curious. I'm going to go back to the one as it came down from Curiosity. You know, Curiosity, I don't know if you know this, Mark, it does its own photo processing now. They don't have to process this on the ground before they release it to us. It's processed up there. Apparently, Curiosity is going to install red haze, folks. Because take a look at the difference here. Look at the difference, Mark. What's the main difference you see here?
Well, the one with the red haze is not as sharp.
That's right. You don't see as much fine detail. Now, take a look in the lower left-hand corner of this picture. There is an odd object laying there that to me looks like a turtle shell. It's not a turtle shell, I don't think. But that's what it has, that general appearance. You've probably seen turtle shells that are no longer inhabited. It kind of looks like that to me, or a tortoise shell.
Yeah.
Sort of has that appearance. It's probably a rock, but you know, it has that general appearance. That thing up there on the ridge, the thing that you said had kind of the appearance of a skull. I'm not real sure. I think that looks to me, it looks artificial. Now, what do you think?
Well, if it is a rock, it's the only rock there that has smooth sides and is rounded. Everything else is jagged and, you know, flat or whatever. This is the only one that's that size, and it's the only one that has smooth edges on it.
Yeah, and you can, in the one where I stripped out the red haze, you really can see the smooth edges even more here. Now, I will say this, though. The reason I said that might be a big boulder is, now, this is the one with the red haze stripped out, folks. Take a look at the upper portion of that big boulder or skull or whatever it is. Take a look at that. And it's basically the color of these rocks. Do you think? Would you like for me to zoom in on that a little more?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
All right, give me just a moment here, and we'll do a little zooming.
Of course, then the more I look at it, now I see eyebrows.
There's something to the right of this big spherical object. Almost, just follow the ridge line across, and before you get to the right side of the picture, you can see there's something over there that looks kind of metallic as well. I don't know what that is, but you can see that object in the unzoomed, unaltered photo. You can see it just to the right of the big spherical object. I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, here's the point. Well, let me ask you, what do you think that looks like laying over there?
It's kind of hard to tell. I'm assuming you're talking about the one there's two shapes.
Well, if you start at the spherical object, follow the ridgeline straight across to the right, the first thing you get to that's sticking up barely above that ridgeline, that one object right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I would say it could be a rock. I was looking at a little bit further to the right, the same distance, more to the right. There's two objects. One looks like an iPhone, and the other one, I'm not sure what it looks like.
An iPhone?
Hey, you never know.
Apple has made it to Mars.
But, it's just kind of hard to say, but that one object that I was saying looks like a skull, that's the clearest one of all of them, yeah, and the largest, obviously.
It is obviously anomalous, visually anomalous. I don't know. It's part of the problem here, Mark, is it's hard to tell how far away is this from the camera. Now, this camera, of course, is mounted directly on the Curiosity, but we don't know how far away this is. The cameras can zoom. Cameras can, by doing that, change the depth of field. You know, when you zoom in on something, you lose depth of field. So it's hard to tell how far away that is. If that's pretty close, then it's not a very large object, and might be a skull with his iPhone laying there beside him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not sure the average size of these rocks that are on Mars, you know, because you never can tell the depth. But I'm going to assume that the average size of these, you know, the rocks that are laying around are probably 5, maybe 6 inches in kind of diameter.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then this thing here is at least 12 inches.
Well, except we can't tell how far away that is.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's the case, if the average rock is, you know, 5 to 6 inches, this is at least 12 inches in diameter.
Yeah, but if that is setting, say, 50 feet away, then it's about 3 or 4 feet high.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. You don't have any depth of field here to be able to tell. I guess, you know, a photo expert might be able to. That's not what I am.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out, if they have all this technology, why can't they get high-def pictures to come down here?
They can. They can.
I know what you're going to say.
You know, they accidentally do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. All right, now, I'm going to go back to this blue picture of the thing up in the sky and where it was zoomed in. And I'm going to ask you, do you think that it's one of these things that has landed out there near the Curiosity rover?
It is very possible, because it does look like about the same shape. And of course, like if you were saying during the video, which was not on, I think, this last one, because I didn't see it, one of them was triangular shape. So obviously they can either change shape or they are different shapes. And this is one, if this is the skull-looking one, it's either the backside of the one that you showed here in the blue, or it's a different one. But it could be.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it is. I just found it curious that, and these are not from the same video. Okay? So I just found it curious that here we have this cupcake in the sky. And then it's rounded, it's got an oval oval shape and a rounded top, and it's a little bit longer than it is tall. And then we have something sitting on the ground that seems to be a little bit of a squatty body like that too. However, does it look like to you that on the left side of this it's flat?
To me, it looks like there is, it's either flat or there's something there. That's where we get those shadows, like what I was talking about, where the eye sockets would be at, to me.
Hmm.
And like where the nose bridge would be at, it does look like a flat piece coming down at an angle.
Hmm. So this, if this is sitting close to the rover, then you're saying this would be likely, more likely a skull than a UFO.
Well, I mean, to me,
I we're going to have to get that answer right after the break. Isn't that a trick? We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my co-talk show DJ tonight, co-hosting with me, Mark Maverick from Indy 104, and we're just kind of throwing out ideas about some of these pictures coming back. And Mark, I had to cut you off in mid-sentence. You want to complete your thought?
Forgot what it was. Yeah, my thoughts can go one ear and out the other, but I believe it was talking about the skull, or what I think would be a skull. It was either, it could be a flat side with some indentations or something that would cause a shadow, and that's what I'm seeing the eye sockets as such as, or. You know, I mean, it's hard to say because it is a little blurry, but I don't think it's perfectly round on that particular side.
I don't think so either. I'm not sure, but it looks a little bit flattened on this one side. All right, I want to move on to another picture. Okay.
Well, while you're doing that, I just wanted to tell you, I downloaded that Mars image program, and during the break, I was going through all the pictures, and all these pictures are not there.
Well, I'm not sure how they have that organized. I'm not sure. I mean, on the app, it may be that you're seeing the current stuff. But these are on their raw image website.
Okay. I was just saying, well, maybe they've taken it off already.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're supposed to be on that app, you're supposed to be seeing what Curiosity is seeing now, what it's transmitting back now. And that's the way it was explained to me. I don't, as you know, Mark, I don't have a cell phone of any kind.
Yes.
I'm a dinosaur. I have this basic philosophical difference between me and cell phones.
Well, I'm looking this on an iPad, and the only reason why I have an iPad is because I want it.
Oh, I see.
That's the only reason why I have it. Otherwise, I would not have one.
I see. All right. Anyway. Now, I'm going to move away from Mars, and I'm going to move to something that is really going to fuel it's going to stoke the fires of those who like conspiracies, and we don't get into conspiracies. Unless they have a direct impact on the show, if they have or upon our genre. But here's the reason that I'm going to do this, Mark. In my hands here, I have an email from David in the USA, and he says, "Hi, Kevin. Last week you mentioned in passing that the James Holmes that got arrested is not the same James Holmes that appears on the student ID. I'm very interested in knowing your source of information on this, David." David, my source of information is right here. My two eyes. And if you go and look at those pictures, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. But if you happen David didn't use a last name, so I don't know if this is one of our members or not. If you're a member, you're watching, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. The picture on the left is the one that is on the student ID of James Holmes. The picture in the middle is his mugshot. The picture on the right is where the two pictures are lined up, one against the other. So when you get the chin and the jawline lined up, get them sized the same size, and you get the chin and the jawline lined up, you can see that the student ID from the top of his head down to his chin is taller than the redhead. You can see that the nose, take a look at the nose on the student ID and where it attaches to the face right above his lip, it's broad. Not really broad, but I mean it's broader than the one in the mugshot. One in the mugshot is very tight, very narrow. Take a look at the lips. Take a look at, if you look at the picture on the right, you can see the one with the red hair and the sharp nose and the full lips has blue eyes. Look at the one on the student ID, brown eyes. And there are a lot of other differences. So I, after mentioning that, Mark, I just mentioned it in passing. As this email says, last week you mentioned in passing. I did. I just threw it out there. But I got a bunch of email about this, Mark, where people were wanting to know, so what's my theory? I don't have one. I don't have one. I have photographs of two different people here that are purported to be the same individual. That's what I've got. But I don't have a theory. But let me ask you, you're looking at these photographs. You think I'm all wet, or you think this is two different individuals here?
They are similar, but I do think that they are two different people because the student ID, the person on that picture, the lips are thin, where the mugshot, the lips are thicker or fuller. The nostrils are smaller and closer together, not as wide as the other one. Nose is a little bit longer. The nose, the bridge of the nose goes all the way up past the eyes, where the student ID maybe to the top of the eyelid. I mean, we went over, there's the eyebrows are different. The eyes are separated more. The ears, you know, the mugshot, the ears are sticking out more, where the student ID, they're a little flatter towards the head.
Also, on the student ID, in his left eyebrow, that would be the one on our right as we're looking at the picture, there's a scar,
exactly,
which does not exist in the redhead mugshot. Here's another thing. I've been asked, well, who do you think they have in custody? Well, they have James Holmes in custody because you can go on the internet and find his high school annual picture from when he was in high school. That was basically about 6 years ago. And that is the same guy that we see here in the mugshot. Mm-hmm. But who is that in the student ID? That's somebody different.
Good question.
Also, for those who are watching, and if you're not, you can go Google James Holmes and then click on images and you can see all of this. The student ID, he's got a more prominent brow ridge right above his eyes. And particularly if you look at his right eye, that would be the one on your left, you can see a prominent brow ridge, which does not exist in the mugshot. And if you look carefully at the mugshot, see, both of these guys have their eyebrows raised, arched up a little bit. And the student ID, there are no wrinkles on his forehead from arching his eyebrows up. And in the mugshot, there are minor wrinkles in his forehead from having his eyebrows arched up. So that means the muscular structure under the skin is not the same. So I don't know what it means. What do you think it means, Mark?
Well, just like we were saying earlier, this is two different people. I mean, they can be brothers. They look that close. But, again, the eyes are a different color. Okay, you know, one's wearing colored contacts, you know, on the student ID. Okay, you know, you can get that there. But the eyes are completely different. The student ID are more almond shape, where the mugshot, they're round. And then the eyelids are thicker on the student ID than they are on the mugshot. And also the bags. I would assume the mugshot, he would have bigger, heavier bags under his eyes than he would on the student ID.
From the fact that he was on drugs or something?
Well, on drugs, tired, the ordeal he just went through. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming he would be more tired mm-hmm. on the mugshot than he would on the student ID. So his bags are not as... they don't stand out as much as the student ID. So, I mean, it's completely different eyes. Totally, completely different.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a theory about all of this. I ran across this. One of our listeners was talking to me on the telephone during last week and mentioned it to me. And so I mentioned it on air. We'll talk about it a little bit when we come back from this break. We will be back, folks. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And the main microphone's working again. I don't know. I don't know, folks. It's one of life's little mysteries when you do a paranormal talk show. The studio is infested with ghosts and things. But anyway, here we are. Welcome to the second hour of the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. My sincerest sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour, and all my best wishes, hopes, prayers, and dreams that you will never suffer that tragedy again. I'm talking this evening with Mark Maverick. He's just sort of in here co-hosting this with me. He is the owner and general manager of Indy 104, one of the planet's premier indie music radio stations, but they also carry the Kevin Smith Show. And we will be opening the telephone line here in just a minute. But I just want to say this. The reason that I brought this picture up is because of the email. Now, the email I got said that, and he quite rightly points out, last week you mentioned in passing that the James Holmes that got arrested, is not the same James Holmes that appears on the student ID. Yes, I did. So I, by just mentioning that in passing, opened the door to that. And I thought, well, okay, you know, you get one email that represents a whole bunch of listeners. So a lot of people have that question. He wants to know what my source of information is on this. Well, you're looking at it. You've got eyes. So there you go. That's my source of information, the pictures. All right, Mark, let me ask you, do you have any objection to me opening the phone lines?
No.
All right, let's do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone line is open. And the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And if you're in the USA or Canada, give us a call. If you are outside of the USA or outside of Canada, then you can use the flash message feature or call us. We have two options for you. because of the expenses of making international long-distance calls. Let's go to the telephone and caller. You are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Ryan in Washington.
Hello, Ryan.
If you look at the mugshot, I got a question for you, and I just noticed this. Why are his pupils like cat eyes? Look at the very middle, the pupil. Can that be possible for a person's pupil to be from top to bottom like that? Do you see what I'm talking about?
I do not see that. Do you see it, Mark?
In the mugshot.
Yeah.
Look at his pupil.
I see what he's talking about, but I think it's a reflection.
You think it's a reflection?
I think it's reflecting the lights. See the bright lights on either side of the pupil.
Yeah, you're breaking up and clipping.
Well, I don't think they're the same person. My own theory is that the real James Holmes is the guy who is behind the whole thing, but he used somebody else as a patsy.
Well, the real James Holmes is the one that's in custody.
I don't know. It's a confusing mess.
No, but that is the real James Holmes. The James Holmes that is in custody is the real James Holmes. You can go on the internet and find his high school annual picture and put them side by side. That's him.
Okay.
But the question then is, who's that in the student ID?
I don't know. It's sort of a mess. The fact that his dad was scheduled to appear in a hearing for the LIBOR scandal is a big red flag.
Do you know, did he appear? Did he go ahead and appear?
I don't know, Kevin. I haven't followed it that closely.
Yeah.
But as far as Tyco is concerned, mm-hmm. I think there's an object there. But I have to say, I don't think those are windows. I think...
Well, they may not be. The label just gives you what that looks like.
Right. But I think all of us, every one of us, because I've been fooled many times, should be careful at pictures that are at least have some pixelation in them, because it's easy to see squares and cutoffs. And I think there's something there, some sort of facility. But you know, I just wish NASA would give us the high res images, you know, so we can really see what's there. It's just,
yeah.
To me, I think there's something, but I have to say, it's just so hard to tell.
Well,
I mean, we have to be careful at what we're looking at, because some of these images, if you look at that image, there's a lot of squares and cutoffs and right angle turns and stuff.
Well, what you have to do,
well, there's a building,
Ryan,
there, there's a building there.
Two things you have to do. You have to understand that labels on the picture are describing what that looks like. They're not saying that's what it is. Now, the second thing you have to do is back away and take in the gross picture, the gross image. And when you do, I will say, and I say it definitively, that's a facility. That's not geography or geology. That's not natural processes. That's a facility. I don't know what it is, but it is artificial.
Well, I don't know, Kevin. I'm becoming more and more skeptical of all these things lately.
Well, I know you are. However, that doesn't change what's in the picture. That's so much a facility that be honest with me. Did you download the original and do your own Zoom?
Yes, no.
I think that means no. If you download the picture, I put the link up. It's also in that article that's on my website. And you can click the link and go download it yourself. If you download it and you start zooming long, long before you get to any pixelation, you see the facility. It's sitting there.
Yeah. But Ryan, I have a point.
You're clipping so badly we can't hear you.
Is it?
No, it's really clipped. Back off from your mic a little bit. Nah, I don't know what's happened. Your audio was okay at the beginning, but yeah, let's go to this phone call and then we'll work on your audio. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. I know Mark's breaking up. I just want to thank him for carrying your show, so you know more listeners can actually hear you. And as far as with this NASA, it seems like there's an executive order for them to give us the raw images, but NASA has to have two sets of images. They have to be like keeping two sets of books, one that they show us with the red haze and the low definition, and then one that they're keeping for their own purposes.
Well, perhaps. I that wouldn't surprise me.
But it seems like, what good is the executive order if they're skirting it?
Well, for instance, here's this is just my opinion, but
okay.
Here we go. There's this app that Mark has downloaded, and a lot of other listeners have downloaded. And so you're getting to see the images coming back from Curiosity as they come back before NASA has a chance to airbrush anything or retouch it. So the pictures that we saw of these, I'm going to call it UFOs, these anomalies in the sky above Gale Crater, that the one I said looks kind of like a cupcake,
mm-hmm.
That would have been perhaps airbrushed out. Or the whole picture would just be nixed and you would never get to see it in days gone by. So the advantage is that at least we get to see it.
Well, I understand what you're saying. A piece of the cake is better than no cake.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
As far as, I always wondered with these executive orders, they seem to be like dictatorial powers. Would you agree with that?
That's exactly what they are. However, let me tell you something. Executive orders from the president have the force of law only for people who are working for the federal government. He does not have executive authority over you or over me. I know some presidents think they do, but executive orders have the force of law only over anything federal.
Well, what I'm getting at is President Carter and I believe President Clinton said they wanted to find out more about UFOs. And
yeah.
They were basically told that they didn't have the need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they just make an executive order that I have the need to know and, take me right down to Area 51?
Well, I think they could. And however, I don't think that all of this UFO and extraterrestrial information is actually in the hands of the government. Now, there are some big name luminaries in the UFO field who have basically told me here on the air that I'm all wet on that. But I don't think that all the UFO information is in the hands of the federal government. I think, let me give you an example.
Okay.
What about NORAD? Would you figure NORAD has a lot of UFO information?
I would say yes.
That's not a federal agency. That's not even a U.S. government agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not subject to having to obey executive orders.
I know you mentioned that about NORAD before, As far as this James Holmes thing, it's interesting that you pointed out that the one is Mr. Holmes is in prison right now, and why people can't understand who is this postgraduate student then, or graduate student.
Yeah, I don't know who that is in that in that student ID.
And then when you throw DARPA in, and then with his Mr. Holmes' father being, you know, on this banking hearing, maybe Steve from Georgia, I think he was the one who brought up about his father. Maybe he can enlighten us.
Yeah, maybe he'll call in. I hope so.
Well, Kevin, thank you, and thank you for having Mark as a co-host.
Yeah, it's fun, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you got a fan there, Mark.
Oh, yeah. And Jerome, thank you for mentioning that. Without listeners like you, we wouldn't have a station, and Kevin wouldn't have a show.
That is true. That is so true. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming. I'm going to ask you to go back to the muffin picture.
All right, give me just a minute. I'm writing Brent from Wyoming in my notes because I'm an old guy and I forget stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'll tell you something. I am an old guy and I do forget stuff, but Mark is a young guy and he's more bald-headed than I am.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Now, I'm going to offer an alternate alternate description of this for people who can't see it.
Okay.
Take the crown from Queen of England.
Okay.
Remove all the metal and jewels, keep the general shape, and then squish it down a little bit.
Yeah, just that puffy part that's red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is shaped like that. It is shaped
now,
like that.
Now, go to the second, next picture, the one which looks like a skull type thing. I'm going to give you an alternate explanation for that one.
All right, that looks like a skull to Mark Maverick, who's not wearing a hat.
Now, understand I grew up riding horses through the mountains a lot.
All right.
That looks like a boulder edgewise, so you're seeing the end of it. So you've got a little bit more of it sticking out into the distance, but one side is rounded, the other side's kind of weathered.
Yes,
that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Now, where I have stripped out the red haze, what I'm going to do, what you're looking at the moment is very zoomed in. So what I'm going to do is send it back to where it came from.
Okay.
All right. And give me just a second, and there we go. When we get more of the color that's probably the real color there by just stripping out red haze, it kind of looks, number one, it sort of looks metallic on the top. On the other hand, it looks similar in color to some of these other rocks that we can tell are rocks. So
yeah,
I'm undecided about this.
The other thing I've noticed is that this looks like it came from that area, that picture I sent you, where it transitions from the sand color to the blue color. Whatever this mineral is, it's blue.
Oh yeah, there's blue and green and orange and all kinds of colors all over Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have an alternate theory on the James Holmes thing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
There could be two James Holmes attending that college.
If there were, then by now the media would have already retracted having identified this as James Holmes' student ID. They would have already run a correction, because if they didn't, they could be very severely sued by this individual.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, do you always trust the media?
I trust them when it comes to their pocketbook. Whenever their money is on the line, for instance, if that is another James Holmes attending the same school, and they've put it out there as being this James Holmes, and then he can sue them, and he can say, you have defamed me, and you've caused me damage. This is going to hurt my opportunities to get a job. You've caused me irreparable damage. And he can get probably $3 or $4 million for that. So when they've got that kind of money on the line, you can always trust them to be accurate.
Okay. Well, that's most of my comments.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, 623-444-5889. We'd love to hear from you. And in order to do that, you have to pick up your telephone, dial in the right combination of numbers in the right order. 623-444-5889. And you will be amazed. Your telephone will transport you here to the studio. Here's one coming in on the transporter now. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I had a situation here. Is there something that you were trying to tell me that I didn't mean?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, did you actually download the picture and zoom in on it yourself?
No, I haven't, but
okay,
I've seen the...
you saw the results where it was extremely zoomed. You download
it. Yeah, well, it needs to be done. Somebody needs to do that.
Well, a lot of people have. You download it, and you zoom in yourself long, long, long before you get to any pixelation. You will see that facility clearly.
Well, I see it, Kevin. I'm not saying I don't see it. I see it, but I'm just saying that I don't see windows. And I'm not saying that you're saying that there are windows either. I'm just saying that that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I didn't see chariot wheels either.
I don't want to get into an argument about this.
No. But the point is, there's not anything to disagree with here. If you do the zoom, you'll see the facility. And, you know, I didn't see chariot wheels. I didn't see windows. I saw squares that look like windows. I saw a thing that looks like a tower. I don't know what it is. Yeah, Mark?
I think this is Ryan, right?
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Yeah, Mark, sorry. Go ahead.
I think what Ryan's trying to get at is the same thing that I do is, it could be this, but it's probably this. You know, because, like you said at the very beginning, I'm like the devil's advocate. Even though
sometimes you're more like the devil.
And it's breaking up again?
No, I said sometimes you're more like the devil.
Oh, yeah, more like the devil, yeah. But I think that's what he's getting at is because, you know, just like I was saying, okay, this look to me it looks like a skull and it looks like an iPhone next to it. Well, obviously there is no iPhone on Mars. I mean, there could be a skull, but an iPhone, no. So that is my first impression. And
yeah, and that's all we're saying with the labeling on pictures is that's first impression, that's what that looks like. There's a thing that looks like a tower. I'll tell you something, even with or without the pixelation on the extreme right side of that facility, you can see very clearly a notch in the machinery, a gap in the machinery at the end. Now, what that's for, I don't know, but you can see very clearly that it is a tube-like extension coming out of the facility, and then a gap, and then the tube-like thing on the right side of the gap, and then machinery that it's attached to. It's very, very clear.
Maybe that's where they launched the Chinese wedding candles from.
That's it. What do you think, Ryan? Chinese wedding candles get launched from there?
No, I doubt that. but I wanted to move on from that, from the Tycho thing. I just stated my opinion. That's it. And
yeah,
I'm just moving on from there. Mark, I wanted to ask you, how's your health been? I heard last time you were on, you said that you weren't feeling good, that you might have been some chemtrails spraying there, and what's going on with that? Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, I'm a lot better. I still have a little, you know, every so often, so they put me on medication, so that's probably what's doing it. But I'm a lot better than what I was, definitely a lot better than when I was in the hospital.
All right, guys. Well, Kevin, I won't take up too much more time. I enjoyed the conversation, and we're all trying to get to the same place. It's just none of us really know what's really going on. We're all trying to figure it out. So,
well, you are right, and thanks for the call. Yeah, none of us knows for sure. Like, I can't tell you that that is a mining operation. I can't tell you that that's the administration building for the Martian capital. I mean, I don't know what that is, but I can tell you that in that picture that we were talking about, which I have not shown here tonight, that picture that we're talking about is some type of artificial structure. That is architecture, and somebody built it. I don't know who. Somebody did.
Yeah, I mean, it could even be a crashed aircraft, you know, craft of some sort. But it is artificial, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that I still have any pictures. In fact, I know I don't have any pictures of it. I've already deleted those. I wish I could put those up, but they're in that article. It's called The Tyco Facilities. The article can be found on my website. Just go over to my website. On the right-hand side, you'll see where it says KSS News, and the first article listed is it. You'll be pleased to know, Mark, that not everybody has commented on that article has agreed with me. Some of them have disagreed with me vociferously. That's okay. All right, we have to take a break, and we will be back right after this.
Listening to the Kevin Smith Show.
You don't know why. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are just kind of in it's a free for all tonight. Mark and I are just kind of kicking a whole bunch of ideas around about these pictures from Mars. And in this last break is where those who are watching saw the full video. Let me ask Mark, when that video pans all the way over to the left and he zooms in on the one on the left, did you see that it was kind of a triangular shape?
Yeah, it almost had the look of very
short. Yeah, your audio's doing its thing again. So, tell you what, disconnect and call me right back on Skype. There he is. Let's see if his audio is better.
Is this any better?
I think it's going to be. Yeah, go ahead.
It kind of looks like a comet with a very, very short tail. You know how it's round in the front and a, you know, kind of elongated towards the back end of it. So yeah, triangular shape with a round front.
Yeah, it's not a sharp triangle. All of the corners are rounded, but pretty interesting stuff. Now, I don't know that these are craft exactly, but there's something in the air. There's four of them. They're not all the same shape, so one of them, as we've just discussed, is a little bit triangular. One of them kind of looks like, I think it was Brent that said, hey, you know what, that looks like the crown, just the red fabric part of the Queen's crown, you know. And yeah, it's not red, but it's kind of that shape. So, Mark, are you back with us?
I hope so. Now you're breaking up a little bit.
Well, your audio is much better now.
You know, I'm going to go back over to the James Holmes thing, because I'm not sure if anybody asked you this yet, but the other day we were talking about this, and before I found out any more information about this, the first thing I said was, I wonder if he was a sleeper. And it came out that most likely he's not a sleeper, but there's some other thing going on here, because, and I'm going to stick my neck way out here, but since I'm on your show, you're going to get blamed for it.
Of course.
Yes. The government's maybe trying to figure out another way to get arms, you know, banned. Or firearms banned, or ammunition, or whatever they're going to use this as an excuse.
Well, yeah, they've already talked about it in that context. So, yeah.
But, you know, this could have been a way that they did it, just kind of like the 9/11 conspiracy. You know, everybody thinks, okay, they did this because we wanted to go to Iran or Iraq or whatever. And this could be the same thing, you know, trying to get the something else to happen. You know, like, let's go to martial law so we can postpone the elections.
Well, that could be. I have to admit that I am so apolitical that I'm aware of the theories and I read the theories. None of it really, as we say in our genre, resonates with me. Do I think there are people with evil, dark designs politically? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the case. But I think there always have been. Mark, can you think of one guy who, in our American history, who was a war hero, and revered by the populace, who tried to take over our government by armed coup?
No, I do not. Until you mention it, then I'll probably say, oh, yeah.
Some of you know. Some of you listeners know exactly who I'm talking about.
Probably George Washington.
Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was a Revolutionary War hero, highly respected, highly revered, and attempted to take over the fledgling United States by armed coup. And so he was labeled a traitor, and that's the way most people think of him. They forget the fact that he was a Revolutionary War hero before he was a traitor. So are there people that have dark designs? Yeah, but we've always had them. And are they willing to go to great lengths to try to get their way? Yes, and that's always been part of every country's history. But, you know, as far as a particular theory, I haven't seen a particular theory on any of these things where I just drive down a stake and say, yep, that's the one. That one's right. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of conspiracy or any theory, you know, there's several plots. And each one of them could be right, and each one of them could be wrong. It's just like when I was in the military, we have technical orders. You can read it and do whatever it says one way. I can read it and do it completely different, and somebody else can read it and do it completely different from both of us. The same thing with the theories. There's different theories and plots, I mean, for anything. Just like, you know, I'm getting back to this James Holmes thing here. I don't know why I'm fascinated on it tonight. But how much do you want to bet, and I'll say this live on the air, sooner or later, before it goes to trial, he will die with, you know, commit suicide. So it will not go to trial, and things won't come out.
That's always a possibility. I hope it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
But it's always a possibility. Hey, we got a flash message here from Sue in the United Kingdom. Sue says, one thing that can be said about the skull boulder is that it shows symmetry, not something usually seen in natural rock formations. Thank you for a very interesting show. Yeah, it does show symmetry. But, you know, the fact is, I mean, if you were to ask me, you know, what's my impression? Is it artificial or is it natural? My impression is it's artificial. But that's an impression. I can't drive a stake down on that one either and say it is artificial. It looks to me to be artificial. But there is a symmetry about it. But nature does do some pretty symmetrical things sometimes, so it could be natural. However, have you noticed if you look right at the top of it, right on the top, it looks like there's a flat platform right on the top?
Exactly. That's what I was saying earlier when you zoomed in. I said, hey, now I see eyebrows. But yes. But again, nature, to do something like this, to make it as smooth as it is, you have to have, and I'm sure they have wind up there, but wind, sandstorms, and water. If I'm correct, you got to have something that can erode and work on it, and it's going to take thousands, if not millions, of years to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, Mars has been there that long.
But where are the other rocks that are that size?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. This is interesting. And folks, look, I hope that curiosity will drive right over there to it and get a good, clear, close-up shot and where we can see exactly what it is. I am not trying to make something where there's nothing. Not at all. But I'm also not trying to dismiss out of hand the possibility that we're looking at something artificial. That's just as biased as somebody that tries to make it into something when it's not. I don't care what it is. I just want to know. You know, I want them to drive over to it and get a good close-up. And the object that's laying to its right, but closer to us, I want to see the one that you said looks like an iPhone. I want to see that close up. I want to know what it is. And that area that we looked at in Tycho, not Tycho crater, in the Gale crater, the area that we looked at where I said that looks like a roadway with a collapsed bridge, and it looks like water culverts built into the sides of the roadway on either side of a narrow, shallow wash. That's what it looks like. It has that appearance. I want them to drive over to it and get a good close-up. Let's see what it is. It may be all natural. We don't know. But that's what discovery is all about. It's looking at things and saying, now that's curious. Let's go see. That's what it's all about. All right, let's see. We've got Neville in Australia. And he says, would you be aware at all if there is a microphone on the Mars Curiosity rover? If there's not, why not? Wouldn't it be logical to... wouldn't it be logical and make sense to install one so we can also hear the sounds of Mars along with the pictures? What's your opinion, Kevin? I think that's a great idea. I don't know if there's a mic. Do you know, Mark, is there a mic on this Curiosity rover?
I think there is, because I watched it when it landed, and they were talking about it, and I'm almost positive they said there was a microphone, at least on one thing. But if it's an actual audio mic like we would think. But I believe they put it. But that is a great idea. You know, if they didn't, they need to do that. And I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a cartoon out there where the Curiosity rover is rolling along, and these Martians are running along beside it and holding pictures in front of the... cameras that show Mars like we always see it, but out beyond the rover and the Martians, you can see cities and all this stuff, you know, and they're holding up pictures for the cameras, so back here we see Mars like we always see Mars.
Yeah, that is funny. Now, you know, I was just looking at this app and some of the pictures. 90% of the pictures are of the wheels, and the cameras are pointed down. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't have a cell phone, so...
Okay. A lot of these pictures are always pointed at the wheels or straight down at the ground. And, you know, I want to see skyline. I want to see horizon. I want to see, you know, things out there. And there's very, very few of those on there. You know, I want to see that blue sky.
Well, I'm going to show you something. Hadn't planned on really doing this, but here it is. There are three pictures on your screen right now. And this is right off of the raw image data. And in time, it starts, chronologically, it starts on the right. And then as time increases, it moves to the middle, then more time to the left. We'll talk about that when we come back, because we do have to step away for a break. We will return right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on final approach here this evening. And, you know, we're talking about some of these pictures from Mars and also James Holmes, which is really not in our genre, but because I opened that door by just mentioning it in passing last week, and I got an email about it, we addressed it. On the air with me is Mark Maverick, the owner and general manager of Indy 104, and I appreciate him for being with us here this evening. As we went away for break, Mark, I showed a picture, and this picture is straight off of the raw data page. This is Sol 2, the second Martian day that Curiosity was in business. And under each picture, you have some data. It shows you the date and then the time, which is UTC time, or that's the same as GMT time. But 4:27 in the morning, we have total black. At 4:28 in the morning, we have a bright light, it looks like, out on the horizon, and there is a beam of light to the left and right coming right out of that bright light. And it's over towards the left of the picture. And then at 4, what is that? My old eyes can't see it. 4:48?
44.
44, yeah, there we go. 4:44. So at 4:28, this light shows. At 4:44, we see it again, but that's the next picture taken. But notice that the bright light is now a little bit more to the right than it is in the first picture, where the light appears. I had a discussion with somebody today about this, and I said, you know, the thing is, I don't know if this is like camera calibration pictures, where the camera's going through some process to calibrate itself and get ready to shoot real photos, or if these are real photos. It would be dark there, I would assume. But I don't know. I don't know what that is. But what I do know is I looked on the other pages, and I didn't see any more photographs like this. So I don't know. What do you think that is, Mark?
Well, looking at that app, there are 7 more pictures that are similar to this. They're not in the center of the shot. They're at the top, but they are pretty close to it. And it does look like some sort of...
Look like calibration?
a calibration or some sort of flare that's just, you know, like, say the sun is shining into it. But the next picture right after this is shining or showing down at the rover itself. So I'm just assuming that it's probably some sort of calibration.
Mm-hmm. What time is that next picture?
Here it doesn't give the times, it just gives the dates.
It seems like I remember that next picture, we're looking at three. The one that's totally black is at 427. Then we're looking at one with this light in it at 428. Then we're looking at one with this light in it at 444. And the picture you're talking about, I think, is at 445, 1 minute later. So I had some real questions about whether that was calibration or not. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. In fact, on August 5th, the same kind of shots were also taken, except it was up at the top of the screen. So I'm assuming it's a calibration.
Ah, okay. Cool. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Charles from Georgia.
Hello, Charles.
Let me give you an example of forward-thinking NASA scientists.
Okay.
The Phoenix lander went up in 2009. It had a microphone on it.
Okay.
They turned it on, and they did not hear anything. Therefore, they concluded that they don't need a microphone on the Curiosity that went up 3 years later in an entirely different location. How is that for forward thinking?
Oh, that is spiffy.
I thought you might like that.
Yeah.
No onboard lights on Curiosity and no microphone.
Well, I don't know, man. Sometimes I can't figure what it is that NASA... I can't figure out how NASA's thinking about things. But, you know, maybe they figured that, what are you going to hear? Wind? So, but I'd like to hear the wind, because they say that the air density is so thin that it cannot support liquid water formation. It's just too thin. And yet, they tell us about all these dust storms. Now, oxygen molecules, I think, are lighter than dust. And I think, I'm not real sure, I think hydrogen molecules are lighter than dust. But they show us dust storms where this wind that's too thin to put oxygen and hydrogen together in liquid water, it's too thin, but it can pick up dust and drive it across the planet.
How about that? Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to let you know about that.
All right, thank you, Charles.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks. Yeah, have you ever thought about that, Mark?
Yeah, there's lots of things we think about, like, why aren't they doing this, and why did they say it's this when it's not?
Yeah.
You know, like night vision goggles. Do they have a night vision camera on there, and if so... do we have pictures of that? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Why wouldn't we have night vision on there?
Maybe one of those PhDs didn't think of that.
Well, and it may be on there. Who knows? But, yeah. You know, it does. It is nuclear powered. And it generates electricity off of heat generated by the decay of plutonium. And so from that heat, it's generating electricity. So it doesn't have to rely on the sun. It's, you know, for solar power. So it can operate through the nighttime, and it's got its own lights it can turn on. So maybe they figured, well, with that, you don't need night vision.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Light only goes out so far. Night vision, you know, will carry. I mean,
yeah.
I'm assuming it does get dark on on Mars, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It gets dark on Mars.
Well, then you need night vision.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't speak from experience in that I've never been to Mars, so I've never experienced a Martian nighttime. However, they do say that it rotates on an axis. So, therefore, if it's rotating, there would be nighttime.
Unless it's like the moon, because the moon rotates as well, but yeah. It's always dark on one side, if I'm correct.
No, it's not.
It's not? I always thought we couldn't see the dark side.
We can't. We call it the dark side. We can't see it. But when it's over on the other side of the planet, okay, when we're looking at the moon at nighttime, and we see the same face all the time. All over the Earth, they see the same face. But as it goes around the Earth, that backside at one point is facing the sun.
Oh, so they see a different face.
No, they see the same face. It's just that as it rotates, there's a portion of that backside that gets some sunlight.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, see, I want the people to know, too, that I'm not a professional at any of this here. I'm a happy-go-lucky, let's-have-fun kind of guy. So, in case they're going like, what is this guy on the Kevin Smith Show for?
Well, okay. We'll we accept that.
You know, so, and I have more here.
Well, we have run out of show. It is over. Thanks for being with us. Stay on the line with me for a moment. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Sleep is my only friend, and I'm safe in my dreams.